30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Come on in, Arizona homeowners. Welcome to my house. We're here this morning live for you to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If there's a project you're trying to get done as it relates to maintaining your home, remodeling your home, or whatever, just give us a ring. If you've got a question about how some system in your house works, give us a ring and let's see if we can't put our building and remodeling experience to work for you. It's a toll-free number. It's 1-888-767-4348. This is the hour we welcome you to call us on any topic that you might have, any project you're trying to tackle in any part of the state. Now, in the 10 o'clock hour, we've got special guest Mr. Jeff Carmichael from RIAS coming in to address the topic of the week, which is home energy audits. Now, you would know that if you were a subscriber to our newsletter. Now, every week, we come up with whatever we feel it takes to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Now, we publish articles in three different newspapers across the state of Arizona. We publish our newsletter that goes out digitally to subscribers only. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com and join that subscription list. It tells you what we're going to be covering on Saturday, as well as carries its own specific tips and information that you can't get anywhere else. So we write for y'all. We have the website for y'all. We do the radio show, which we're proud to say, celebrating our 30th year this year, answering questions for you, the Arizona homeowner. 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that is 888-ROSIE-4U. R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the next room, in the call screeners room, in the engineer production booth with Mr. Gary D. She'll get your name, what's your topic, where you're calling from, and we'll get you on air and answer your question as quick as we can. So between the newspapers, the website, the radio show, the blogs, we're trying to give you the information to protect you from anything and everything that could be going on out there. You may have heard Jennifer's soapbox she got on, I think that was 2 weeks ago, went over a stream big hit. She's going to be giving us an update on that a little bit later. In particular, it has to do with people getting scammed by roof repair contractors. So she calls it her soapbox on two-legged roof rats. We'll get to that a little bit later. We were taking a survey about popular things. The AIA took a survey of homeowners.
And what's AIA?
Architects.
Uh-huh.
American Institute of Architects.
Okay.
Took a survey about what people are wanting in their kitchen and baths right now. And the number one response that comes back nationwide is, I want an outdoor kitchen. Mm. The outdoor kitchens are getting really, really popular.
That's on my wish list.
Isn't it? I mean, it's great to have. This time of year, you could take all the heat outside. And people ask me, yeah, but do you want to go outside and be cooking and living in all of that heat? Well, we can design an outdoor environment that can be a little more comfortable than the natural environment's providing. Like just last night, it's a system that hasn't been turned on for about 3 weeks, but I turned my back patio misting system on. The humidity was down at 20%. I turned them on, then I turned the ceiling fans on underneath my covered patio, and in 10 minutes, I dropped the ambient temperature of my back patio by 27 degrees. So you go out there and you're living in about mid to high 80s at that point, mid-80s, and you're in your shorts, and you're in your comfortable little T-shirt, and you've got air moving across you, and you've got the misting system introducing a little bit of moisture, and yeah, it's a comfortable environment. And so it's easy to take everything outside and cook it up. So misting systems are one component of trying to make that outdoor area a little bit more comfortable. These portable roll-around evap coolers, I think, are like the cat's meow.
I know.
You know, in the right setting, with the right ambient relative humidity, they're dropping the temperature of a patio by 20 to 30 degrees, moving some nice, cool, moist air over you. So, I love them.
So, the one thing to note, they don't roll very well on dirt.
Oh, okay.
We don't have any concrete. I've got big visions of a pizza oven style outdoor kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
With a little Ramada, put my patio pile right there, and just be able to buy the arena because we spend so much time back and forth. And, man, a little outdoor kitchen right here with a refrigerator.
There you go.
Which we really don't need for the drinks now with the ice chest on top of the patio pile. Just a little ice maker, load it up, and make your breads and your pizzas and stick them in the oven while you ride. And, you know, when you're done, it's right there. And
oh, yeah.
Then you move inside into this concept back and forth, in and out.
So this was a finding by a survey from the AIA, American Institute of Architects, outdoor kitchens. Other items that are on the big trending list are larger pantry space. People want larger and larger pantries. Drinking water filtration systems are becoming really, really popular. People are now wanting that last point of protection at their home. Smart appliances, adaptability and universal design. And here's one, Romy, I don't have an opinion on it yet, but I know a few people that got one and didn't like it so much that they took it out immediately. And they're not cheap. But they're the sensory faucets that you just touch, and they come on and touch, and they go off.
Which, you're messing with chicken and raw meat. It's a great concept. Why didn't they?
I've got to do some more research on it. But I know several clients that specifically requested it in their kitchen and were so unhappy with them, they said, "But give me back my old faucet."
I wonder if it's just...
But they're being requested a lot, according to this report.
I wonder if it's just that hard of a habit to change.
I don't know.
That they like the lever, the pull, the knobs. Is it just that it's such a different way that retraining your brain to think and operate and function it?
And where do you preset the temperature that you want it delivered at? You know, do you always want it the warm? Do you want it this?
Yeah. You know? I bet it's just a habit changing more than a.
Could be. Well, I promised a weekly report for all of you on APS letter, so I want to get to that. But right now, why don't we go ahead? We've got several people on hold. It is a call-in hour. Let's see if we can take care of some of the callers, and we're going to start the show with Don in a slump block home. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. My home was built in 61, and as far as I know, it does not have any insulation in the block itself. And I was curious to what you thought about doing a foam insulation inside the slump block.
You know, Don, I love it, and I think you'll love it. I think you'll love it too. But I'll tell you this: there are several companies that do it and advertise it. If you'll call the Rosie certified contractor to do it, you'll find out he's probably about 2/3 the price of some of these other guys. We've used him for years. And you're actually going to be able to feel the wall cool off almost instantly. It's going to eliminate all the spaces that those insects and silverfish live in. It's going to make your house a lot cleaner, and it's going to make your house a lot quieter. you're going to find it's probably one of the best investments you can make for a 1961 slump block home.
So, and I think less chance of hearing the dogs next
big
door.
Big sound.
Huh? Yes. Yeah.
Big
yeah. Yeah.
Sound.
Of course, you'll have to address the windows. Will be an issue too.
That's already been done.
Okay.
We put new windows in a few years ago.
Perfect. So, well, I think you'll be really happy with this. Call Thermal Advantage. His name is Dennis. And have him come over and take a look. I think you'll be surprised how affordable it is. The number's 1-888-329-0289. And, of course, you can always find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Don, don't hesitate to give us a call. Give us an update once you get it done, okay?
What do you suggest for the attic?
You just want to make sure you've got a properly installed R38 layer of insulation.
Yeah, it hasn't been done since 61 either. And you can actually start to see the tops of the rafters up there. So no.
Well,
this time.
Yeah, well, at that point, you'll want to call Banker Insulation and have them come in and bring your attic up to an R38.
Okay, so... the one that does the walls cannot do the attic too.
They don't. They are a foam insulator, and in the attic you want a blown in cellulose, and Baker does that.
Right.
And okay. I think it's 13 inches to get to R39.
Mm-hmm. Right at.
Yeah, well, we don't go up there anyway, so they can put whatever they want.
All right, Don. We appreciate the call. Appreciate the opportunity to put our experience to work for you. You call the Rosie Certified Contractors, we just gave you a guarantee 100% satisfaction. That's what we do with our referral network and with our radio show. We guarantee 100% satisfaction.
I know you don't want to spend this much time doing it, but it would be fun to do one, like wall or the ceiling, and then go through a summer and then do the other one and just see that reduction. You know, here's what the roof brought us down, but... Yeah, you know, you might as well do them both together and see the combined value. But that would be fun if someone had the time and patience to wait through that.
Hey, the Arizona Diamondback Alumni Game, presented by America's best-selling Ford dealership, Sanderson Ford, will take place on Saturday, August 4th at 2 p.m. And prior to the Diamondbacks' regular season game versus the San Francisco Giants, stop into Sanderson Ford to pick up two complimentary tickets to attend both games while supplies last of the 200 tickets that we have. Now, look, you don't even have to do a test drive, but while you're there, you'd be crazy not to check out Arizona's largest selection of Ford trucks and get 0% financing, 0% financing for 60 months, plus $3,500 cash back on over 300 trucks in stock. Purchase or lease, any new Ford and Sanderson Ford will donate $100 to Gonzo's Hometown Heroes Fund supporting first responders in Arizona. Shopper for a car? Buy a Ford at Sanderson Ford, 6 days a week.